Stephen Grootes on SAFM.
17 after 7. Good morning. The Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan's confirmed there will be changes to the Eskom board soon, that it will be strengthened. At the moment, as I understand it, the board only has 6 members. It can have a total of 13. 7 directors have resigned over the last 4 years. I think one passed away. At the same time, there's a lot of speculation around the future of the CEO of Eskom, Andre de Reiter. Dr. Lumkile Mondi is a senior lecturer at the School of Economics and Business Sciences at Wits University. He's been following this for many years. Dr. Mondi, good morning and thank you for your time.
Good morning, Stephen, and to listeners. Thanks for having me this morning.
When the minister says he's going to change the board, do you think he's going to fire everyone and replace them with a new board? Or do you think he's just going to make new appointments and strengthen the current board?
Let me give context, Stephen. I think it'll be useful for our listeners. First, Stephen, the current board was a board which was critical for Eskom avoiding default and South Africa experiencing a cross default, where we are going to experience a meltdown, given the fact that financial markets and many lending institutions, including the Development Bank of Southern Africa, were unwilling to give Eskom any extension of their financial obligations. Therefore, this board that we have today was driven by business. We're very, very scared that any default by Eskom will lead to the consequences I've mentioned. Therefore, Mike Lamberti, the late Jabu Mabuza, the current CEO of Leadership South Africa, and many others were there at the secondment of business in consultation with the president to make sure that we can really bring credibility to Eskom and ensure that lenders can lend to Eskom. That is the background. So therefore, basically, this current board, which was to serve that purpose, was never going to be able to serve the other purposes, the technical processes, and how you can really re-engineer and bring in technical capabilities at Eskom and bring Eskom to its efficiency. So that's the background I wanted to provide.
So what you're suggesting then is that maybe it is time for a new board. I mean, it could maybe include some members of the old board, but the point is you need a board now that would focus on fixing the problems.
Well, in fact, it really exposes the weaknesses within the current Minister of Public Enterprises. But because simply what he should have done was having staff of that default, he should have appointed more members who are scientifically and technically competent to complement what is there. Because what this board has done has added enormous value in terms of ensuring that Eskom continues to have access to capital markets. So without them being there, I think we'll be having a meltdown of our economy. So they've done very, very well in terms of ensuring confidence from lenders and in the process, ensuring that we've got a CEO. And I think where Pravin Gordhan has been cut short is really his inability to understand what needed to be done to bring in the other members on the board to complement this new board by bringing technical capability, including international people involved in social technical system and engineering. And I think his imagination there has been exposed and has been caught wanting.
There's a huge debate around de Reiter, and a lot of people hold him responsible for what's happening now. They point to his promises to end load shedding. His supporters say that Eskom is literally under attack from criminal syndicates and that if he left now, no one would want to take the job. And shot through all of this is the issue of race. How do you see de Reiter? Should he stay? Should he go?
Absolutely. De Reiter should stay. You must not forget that Pravin Gordhan, the current public enterprise minister, and a lot of the COSATU and ANC alliance partners have brought us here, Stephen. These are the people that have perceived the Mbeki-led regime as neoliberal and therefore anti-people and anti-delivery. And when Pravin, Zuma and his other comrades came into power, are the one that intensified the destruction of institutions, whether Transnet, Eskom, SAPC, you can name many of them. And they've not been able to account. So really what we do have here, we basically having an ecosystem which was built on a dogma, on an ideology that, you know, the policies that Mbeki regime had instituted were not going to work and were going to fail, and they'll bring in better policies for the people. And we see now what they've brought. So basically, what the rate has inherited is problem that has been caused by ANC, firstly to its policies of favoring incapable domestic black players, discriminating against capable industrial white-owned businesses in South Africa in the procurement process. And these black players going to bed with foreigners, whether Chinese and others, and in the process bringing low quality and some technology which cannot meet our own needs, and therefore experiencing catastrophe both at Transnet and Eskom, where Transnet itself has got locomotives which has got no spare parts because of the decision that have been made in the procurement process. So therefore, you know, all this points to the fact that the ANC and its alliance partners are never going to change the fortune of South Africa. And the responsibility rests amongst all South Africans that with the ANC and its allies, we are not going to be able to stave off a downward slide. And therefore, we need to rethink and see whether is it possible for us to change our fortunes. And I'm disappointed that similar experiences in Zambia, where Kaunda's team had failed the Zambian people, the trade union movement stepped in and formed a political party, and the rest is history. And I was expecting that COSATU will be debating that and saying that, you know what, we have failed the alliance partners, and therefore it's about time that we take control, because our future as workers is much more intertwined with that of capital. So our role is to work with capital and see how we can reshape this economy, and in doing so ensure that we increase productivity, we create more employment opportunities for others than being occupied in an alliance with the ANC, which has led to the destruction of institutions, push out a number of workers out of the labor market because of their policies, and therefore COSATU losing and becoming much smaller because of this alliance with a political party which has got no interest in resolving the problem of the masses of our people.
In a way, I get the sense that once again load shedding is a huge test of government, and I suppose you could argue it's a test which government has failed for a long time. It's promised time and time again to fix load shedding. And I'm worried that people are giving up on two things. They're giving up on Eskom and they're giving up on government. So the question then becomes, do you think Pravin Gordhan and government are serious about fixing it this time?
They are they're serious and incapable. So there's one thing, Stephen, of really being serious and understand the problem. It's another when you're incapable. I think they just don't know. I think the ANC government just doesn't know how to fix South Africa's problem. And they keep on promising and doing and tricking here and tricking there. But there's no plan of ensuring that we can really get all our hands on the deck and get moving forward. I mean, Stephen, if you cannot even run your own political party where you're not even paying your own employees, that says more about you. And I think until South Africans realize that, you know, the capability and the lack of knowledge of fixing problems remain a huge obstacle. And that we shouldn't be surprised, because that's exactly what the apartheid regime had planned to do by firstly making very difficult for blacks in general to access technical skills, but more importantly also to work in these high skills in industry and other areas, thereby gaining knowledge, gaining experiences, so that when they're in power, they can do the right thing. So I think a lot of these issues are inherited from the past. And the sooner a lot of the black leadership and black people understand that we are in this with the rest of the white people, therefore fixing South Africa requires whites being at the center of it. We cannot talk about African excellence, black excellence, and exclude whites. We are South Africans, all black and white, and we need to resolve the problem together. So the calling up of skills and capabilities across the nation and mobilization of that remains a priority. And I think South Africans realize that our problem is beyond race. Our problem is about poverty, is about inequality, is about marginalization. And it can't be resolved racially. It can only be resolved by capability, by doing and implementing, and therefore creating opportunities for many people who, unfortunately, those with black people, given the marginalization historically that they find themselves in.
Lumkile Mondi, thank you very much indeed. Dr. Mondi is a senior lecturer at the School of Economics and Business Science at Wits University. Very sober analysis on Eskom this morning, 27 minutes after 7.